It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular weekly contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past several weeks, Dr. Husing has been talking about how the election of Donald Trump creates the possibility that his policies could have significant implications for the Inland Empire's economy. In some cases, good. In other cases, perhaps not so good. Dr. Husing has talked about how the Trump presidency is likely to affect trade and logistics, environmental regulation, healthcare spending, immigration, and last week, manufacturing. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Use the search function on the upper right-hand side of the website to search for John Husing. This morning, Dr. Husing is going to talk about infrastructure construction. Given Donald Trump's outspoken promise to significantly increase infrastructure spending, if that indeed happens, does California stand to get some of that infrastructure money?
Well, here is going to be one of the interesting things to watch between the president and Congress, because you've had a strong contingent within Congress that is very much against increasing spending, particularly if it's financed with debt. Mm-hmm. And the president himself has spent a lot of time talking about the several trillion dollar debt. But this is a place where he's been very clear he would like to create jobs with infrastructure construction. So the question is how that occurs, how it goes about, what the rules are. One of the fears I have for California, quite frankly, is this state is picking a fight with the president. Mm-hmm. In no uncertain terms. Do the rules get written in a way that we get our fair share of any infrastructure spending for the infrastructure needs of California? Because our needs are enormous. They're enormous because our highway system is aging. Mm-hmm. We've got Jerry Brown's train to build, which will require federal participation of federal funds. We have new freeway facilities that need to be built.
We've got new rail facilities that need to be built for the logistics economy out here.
That is correct. We've got the potential for expanding rail to move logistics from the port or move containers from the ports potentially out here by rail as opposed to by truck. So we've got roads that need to be built. So there is and then there's the whole infrastructure of the internet, all of that type of infrastructure mm-hmm. to build. So this could be very positive because the construction industry, again, for us in the Inland Empire, it's an industry that employs people, upward mobility into the middle class. The construction industry's median pay is around $50,000 in the Inland Empire. So these are darn good jobs. They take a lot. They take training, particularly for infrastructure, because you're talking about operating engineers. You're talking about people who are working on big projects with big equipment. They have to be trained to be able to do that. So this could be very good for us if, in fact, the president follows through on that and Congress agrees, and then the money gets released in a way that in fact, encourages construction and puts to work that part of our workforce in jobs that are better paying.
Now, you intimated that California may or may not be able to participate in the riches of infrastructure, especially considering the fact that a lot of these projects, at least in past history of the United States, come from our members of Congress' ability to get the pork. And with California so Democratic and so liberal, are you expecting that there is a danger that we might not get our quote-unquote fair share?
Well, one of the things you've always heard out of the Congress is ABC, anywhere but California. On infrastructure spending, when it gets to the Senate, you've got a ton of senators in the little states all along the eastern seaboard. We have two. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have the same number of senators as Wyoming, which I think has a population, smaller than
the IE.
Much smaller than the IE. We're larger alone than 25 states. So, I mean, we don't have a lot of power in this particular arena.
Yeah, especially considering one of our new senators is a freshman. She's going to be a freshman senator.
Yeah, we have a freshman coming in. So it's going to be interesting to watch both how the Republicans in the Congress deal with the president on an issue that clearly will increase, dramatically increase spending if he gets his way, but also how California will fare when they write the rules and the regulations.
Do you think that California's delegation had better start being nicer to the Republicans than they have been?
Well, we get into this arena, they're not going to have a lot of choice.
I guess. Next week, we're going to talk about how the Trump administration might affect the home construction industry in the Inland Empire, given the potential for the president's policies to perhaps lead to higher interest rates. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.